This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A new $6 billion aid package from the U.S. will send more Patriot air defense missiles to Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Pentagon says the missiles will replenish Patriot systems Ukraine's already received. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's announcement came after a meeting of the coalition that's been helping Kyiv get aid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had told the group his nation urgently needs not just Patriot missiles, but actual systems.
This is what can and should save lives right now.
Austin did not commit to sending more systems from the U.S.
I would caution us all in terms of making Patriot the silver bullet,
saying Ukraine needs other air defense systems and interceptors too. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken just wrapped up his latest visit to China. At one point, he warned bluntly that if China does not end support for Russia's defense industrial sector, the U.S. would act to stop it. But as VOA's Tommy McNeil reports, that was not the only subject where Blinken pressed firmly.
Blinken stressed that the U.S. has serious and growing concerns with China's policies and practices on the local, regional, and global stages. And he said the U.S. would not back down.
We also discussed a range of regional and global crises where China can play a constructive role. I encourage China to use its influence to discourage Iran and its proxies from expanding the conflict in the Middle East and to press Pyongyang to end its dangerous behavior and engage in dialogue.
On several occasions, he slammed Chinese overproduction of electric vehicles that threatened to have detrimental effects on U.S. and European automakers, and complained that China was not doing enough to stop the production and export of synthetic opioid precursors. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hamas says it's reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza as Egypt intensifies efforts to broker a deal to end the months-long war and stave off a possible Israeli ground offensive into the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Early Saturday, an Israeli airstrike hit a house in Rafah's Tel Sutan neighborhood, killing six people, including four children, according to officials at a local hospital. Tensions flared in front of Paris's prestigious Sciences Po University over the war in Gaza on Friday, echoing similar demonstrations on U.S. campuses. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Riot police arrived to ease tensions after pro-Israeli protesters came to challenge pro-Palestinian demonstrators. Some pro-Palestinian students had been occupying a university building overnight, demanding the institution condemn Israel's actions. The protests in Paris echoed similar demonstrations on U.S. campuses. On Friday, close to 200 protesters gathered at George Washington University, a few blocks from the White House, carrying Free Palestine posters and chanting slogans.
No more hiding, no more fear! No more hiding, no more fear!
Meanwhile in New York, Columbia's embattled president Manoush Shafiq has come under renewed pressure on Friday as a university oversight committee met to address her attempt 2 weeks ago to clamp down on protests that have roiled the Ivy League school and spread across the country.
Freddie Joyner from Reuters. Trump's former executive assistant concluded her testimony in his hush money trial on Friday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The jury heard some 10 hours of testimony from the former publisher of the National Enquirer. David Pecker admitted to discussing with Trump fixer Michael Cohen a catch-and-kill tabloid scheme, buying sole rights to a damaging story and then never making it public. Trump's longtime executive assistant and Michael Cohen's banker were also questioned by prosecutors. The former president blasted the case and, without any evidence, blamed the White House for keeping him tied up in court.
We sit here day after day after day, which is their plan.
Trump also invited President Biden to a debate.
We're ready. Just tell me where. We'll do it at the White House. That would be very comfortable, actually.
In an interview, President Biden said he would debate Trump in the fall. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Transitional Presidential Council was installed in Haiti, and the list of demands on its members is rapidly growing. Now that Haiti has new leaders, they're under pressure to produce quick results despite a deep-seated crisis that has been years in the making. Haitians want security, food, jobs, and they want them now. Making Haiti safer is a priority. More than 2,500 people were killed or injured from January to March alone, and more than 90,000 have fled the capital of Port-au-Prince so far this year amid relentless gang violence. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.